Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Happy Martin Luther King Day. Thanks so much for joining us. One of the great commentators out there, saw him in Washington last Thursday. David Webb was getting that a boy, and congratulations all over the place because of the way he handled this CNN analyst, Reva Martin, new analyst, who, when she couldn't debate him apparently on policy, resorted to the white privilege argument. There's only one problem. Mr. Webb's racial component, by any standard, I think, is not white. So that kind of made it a little bit sticky. Apparently, it didn't seem to bother the CNN commentator. David Webb is a host. You see him on Fox News a lot, of the David Webb Show on SiriusXM. He joins us here in Philadelphia on a holiday for him. Hey, David, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, it's been a long time, man. It was good to see you down in D.C.
Yeah, it was quite an event inside both things. By the way, one side thing, I just mentioned that Dr. Gorka, because I wasn't paying attention, you verified this, had a little back and forth with Jim Acosta, apparently.
Yeah, we were standing there, Sebastian, Mike Gallagher, who you also know, and I were standing there by the press room entrance when Acosta walked in, you know, grabbed at Gorka's arm, not in kind of, I guess, a malicious way, but just kind of grabbed at the arm and said, "You don't belong here." I'm paraphrasing, you know, this is for journalists. And kudos to Sebastian. I've known him a long time. Mm-hmm. That big booming, you know, naval commander kind of voice. Called out Abelio for being a D-head, and rightfully so, to the entire room, and he just ran off with his tail between his legs. But, you know, sadly, Dom, this is common behavior for him. I have friends down there who work in the White House quarters and in other areas, and they say his type of behavior to many, doesn't matter, man, woman, other journalists, whatever, he's self-important above them all.
Well, if he had known that, he probably doesn't know us, though. If he had known there was a gaggle of talk radio hosts there, that would have been even worse.
We would
have had a shootout.
Room.
Yeah, exactly right. So, David, congratulations not only on how this happened with you, with the CNN analyst, but the way that you analyzed it, broke it down, had some fun with it, and called it out was magnificent. What was your response in a nanosecond? Your spidey sense said, boy, this is pretty good that she's invoking white privilege, I guess.
Well, it's happened before. It happened a number of years. Well, it's happened more than once. But a number of years ago, there was another viral moment, not as big as this one, because that one didn't go global as this did. But it's what I'm used to, not just about David Webb, but as conservatives, because we're supposed to be a certain thing. We're supposed to be white country club males, 60 years and older, playing golf. Or some other form. I've been a Republican since I was 18 years old. This is not new to me. I chose by values. Their instant default, and Areva and I are the same age, their instant default is where you are defines who you should be, so you must be white. And what her not apology, and I'm not asking for an apology, I'm asking for accountability. I offered her a conversation, come back on my show. She accepted, but she has left it there. And she said, well, I was given erroneous information or something to that effect, as if who slides a piece of paper across the table that says David Webb is white? You're wrong.
Exactly right. Got this. Hey, well, it's because it's the argument. You know, we cannot continue, and I know how much you like to debate policy and go back and forth and issues versus immediately going to insult or something extraneous. Now, speaking of that, David, I know you're taking a day today. In honor of Martin Luther King, and you're all.
Well, can I anymore? I'm white now.
Well, I was going to say, you know, that's kind of strange that you're doing that. But the MAGA hat thing we've been talking about, and again, we just see the media, even after BuzzFeed all day Friday into Friday night, jump into this again and be essentially wrong in about 90% of it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and this is the danger of what people like Areva Martin do and others, is that they drive a narrative that others easily buy into or believe is their truth. The story you mentioned in Reason magazine did a great roundup on the kids from Covington Catholic was nothing of what was said in the breathless reporting in the media. On the Mueller thing, Dom, and I know you and I have, over the years, I've listened to you, you like to dig into what does this really mean, tangentially or realistically? Mm-hmm. The Mueller team now faces a problem, their potential problem. They responded quickly, and I think it was a way to protect themselves from a leak investigation, because if, as reported by BuzzFeed, the only sources they could have gone to would be on the Mueller team, therefore there would have to be an independent leak investigation, and when those investigations start, much like his, and they start asking Bruce Orr and others, did you ever talk to the media,
right,
other questions like that, this goes down a path that isn't good. So Mueller, I think, is playing a little bit of CYA here, and BuzzFeed may have opened up more than they thought.
David, does it mean then to see, I've always been in the camp, I got a lot of theories why that Mueller is going to string this out for a while. Part of it is it makes him more significant. But does this force him maybe to speed things up a bit? Because now, exactly the point that you've made, he's worried about, he may be asked about leaks and all of his people may be asked about it.
Yeah, the Democrats won't be in charge of the House forever. That's
right.
2 years. And if the Republicans were to take it back then or following, they could still bring Mueller back. And Mueller's ego in his performance of his job, I'm not saying the man doesn't have the skill set. He clearly does. But whether it was the Boston case or a number of other cases, he likes large, behemoth investigations,
yes,
that go on and on and on. We saw this with Elliot Spitzer in New York, the, quote, sheriff of Wall Street. And it's kind of the D.C. way of doing things, which is you encompass all and cover, because you can then say, look, I found something, even if it wasn't to the original reason I was doing this, which is why so many are going after this investigation. And under DOJ, as you know, Dom, there's a period, and William Barr talked about this in his testimony before Senate Judiciary. You know, they give a time period and resource to an investigation, whatever, criminality, mm-hmm, you know, what are international issues under the FBI. And they say, if you can't develop something new at a certain point, we have to reposition our resources appropriately till something happens. Mueller has run out of that a long time ago, because unless there's a secret grand jury you and I don't know about that is so amazing it's going to blow the world wide open, he's discovered nothing new to the original counterintelligence operation and the Russian interference.
No, he has not. Absolutely. We see that Senator Harris announced today on Good Morning America. She's one of the people. Trump is not a wildfire on Twitter and all that and nicknaming. He's being a bit cautious about this because she might be, you know, might be, again, female and African-American. He's going to be cautious. I don't think I see any nicknaming with that. And I think that she potentially is a threat to win, except for the fact she's not been vetted, David, like some of the others have. And I'm always skeptical when you run for president unvetted. It's amazing how
right.
much stuff comes out.
Well, see, and the thing, by the way, according to her website, Areva Martin and Kamala Harris are friends.
Uh-oh.
So
okay.
just share that little tidbit with your audience. Kamala Harris has been vetted in the state of California, and people are paying the price for the program she put in place, including an unverified system of felon release that Governor Brown then approved when she was Attorney General. That won't matter on the national stage as much, but once they get into the vetting of who she is policy-wise,
oh, yeah,
I think even independents and centrist Democrats who do exist, they may not be in leadership in the party, Dom, but they do exist around the country, they may turn around and say, what are you giving us, another Barack Obama part two in a skirt?
That's it. That's exactly who she is, I think. That's what we're going to see. David, it was great to see you there, too. When are you on Fox again? Is it a regular period, or does it depend upon the kind of mischief you've created?
thanks, Dom. I love that we know each other and you didn't bring me a cheesesteak.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. I'm doing outnumbered today, as a matter of fact.
Ah, well, so, tremendous.
You know, see, what happened was once I was defined as white, I had to go to work. I'm going to play this one out for the rest of my life. You get this?
So do you have to go to New York and do it, or are you doing some – you have to be there?
Yeah, on the couch with the ladies at 12 noon, and then my show tomorrow on Fox Nation at 2 p.m. live.
Very, very good. David, thank you. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Anytime, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.